This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A U.S. congressional delegation led by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi praised the courage of the Ukrainian people Sunday, a day after a surprise trip to Kyiv to meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky. She vowed Washington would stand with the country until it defeats Russia. Pelosi is a California Democrat who is second in line to the president after the vice president, and she is the most senior American lawmaker to visit Ukraine since Russia's war began more than 2 months ago. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon has more.
A U.S. congressional delegation led by Pelosi praised the Ukrainian people for their courage during a news conference in Poland. This comes a day after they made a surprise visit to the Ukrainian capital to meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky.
We saluted him for his leadership, for his courage, and for the overwhelming courage of the Ukrainian people.
The visit came 2 days after President Biden asked Congress for $33 billion in aid to assist Ukraine's fight against Russia, more than twice the size of his initial ask. Pelosi and her delegation vows long-term U.S. military, humanitarian, and economic support until it defeats Russia. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Speaker Pelosi's previously unannounced visit came just days after Moscow bombed the Ukrainian capital while the U.N. Secretary General was there. Pelosi and a half dozen U.S. lawmakers met for 3 hours late Saturday with Zelensky and his top aides, getting a first-hand assessment of the war effort to date. With the war dragging into its third month, the measure was designed to signal to Russian President Vladimir Putin that U.S. weaponry and other forms of assistance weren't going away. The delegation continued its trip in southeast Poland. This is VOA News. Health officials are trying to identify the cause of cases of acute and severe hepatitis that have infected scores of children in 16 countries, mainly in Europe. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Over 170 cases of acute severe hepatitis in children aged between 1 month and 16 years have been reported from 16 countries, 12 in Europe. Most cases have been found in Britain. Other infections have been reported from the United States, Canada, Israel, and Japan. The World Health Organization reports 17 children have required liver transplantation and one child has died. Hepatitis in children sometimes can lead to chronic liver disease and liver failure. The WHO says toxicology, immunology, and other studies will continue in hospitals. It notes the likelihood that more cases will be detected before the cause of this infection can be confirmed and before more control and prevention measures can be taken. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Italians returned Sunday to entering bars to drink espresso without needing to wear a mask or show a vaccine pass, following the government's decision to ease some of the measures to prevent COVID-19 infection. Face masks are no longer required in supermarkets, bars, restaurants, shops, and most workplaces throughout Italy for the first time since the start of the pandemic. But they remain mandatory on public transportation, planes, trains, ships, theaters, cinemas, concert halls, and for indoor sporting events. The order also extends the obligation to use masks for hospital and hospice staff, patients and visitors, and for all students older than six until the end of the school year. In the U.S., New York's Broadway drops its proof of vaccination requirement, instead leaving the decision up to individual theaters. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Broadway League says beginning in May, the owners and operators of all 41 Broadway theaters will no longer be required to check for vaccination status, but can do that if they choose. However, the league is extending the mask requirement at least through the end of May and says it will revisit that policy at the end of this month. Several shows, including Macbeth, Plaza Suite, and The Music Man, have canceled performances in recent months after cast members tested positive for COVID. Julie Walker, New York.
Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said Sunday his government would hike the country's minimum wage by 12% immediately to help workers cope with a surge in consumer prices driven in part by the war in Ukraine. And recapping our top story, a U.S. congressional delegation led by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi praised the courage of the Ukrainian people Sunday. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.